The first exhibit on the second floor is about the universe. And as you walk in, each of the exhibits is like walking into a different cave with a theme. This particular exhibit is about the Anishinaabe from the Midwest, and their philosophy is about the gifts of the seven grandfathers. And there were seven teachings: honesty, love, courage, truth, wisdom, humility, and respect. And these sacred teachings are an understanding of the four directions of the compass and are passed on to members of the community in the teaching lodge. They help them live in harmony with nature and benefit everybody in the world. The 4 days in the spring, people come to the teaching lodge to learn what their names represent, what medicines do, and what the clans are, and what their responsibilities are as men, women, children, grandmothers, and grandfathers. Everybody can come in. This is a quote by Gary Raven, the community curator in the year 2000. Gary Raven is an Anishinaabe elder from Hollow Water First Nation of the eastern shore of the Lake Winnipeg in Manitoba, Canada. He's also a language instructor, an herbalist, an environmentalist, and teacher of the Anishinaabe traditions. He was very involved in the design and creation of all the exhibits here. The next exhibit is the Lakota universe. In the Lakota philosophy, the way of life of the common people and all things that are spiritual are inside a circle. The Lakota people have to teach their children, their grandchildren, and the future generations that everything inside the sacred circle is the Hakoka. One of the sacred sun dance, they form a circle and pray to the four directions, starting with the west. Each direction is associated with a life cycle, season, an animal nation, and a human value. They use the colors black, red, yellow, and white to represent the four different directions. Blue, of course, represents the sky, and the green represents Grandmother Earth. This quote is from John Around Him. He's a community curator, and this was put together in 1999. One of the things I've always been curious about is the Mayan calendar. We hear a lot about it in reference to today's calendar and different events that are going on. I'm in front of an exhibit that's all about the Mayan calendar. So let me read to you the descriptions. The religious calendar is represented by a combination of 13 numbers and 20 days, adding up to 260 days. The total number of days equals the 9 months of a mother's pregnancy. Life is strictly sacred, the most sacred thing there is. For that reason, the religious calendar is based on 260 days. The second reference to calendar is the Hab. It has 19 months, which add up to 365 days. The first 18 months are 20 days long, and the last only 5. Every year, the 5 days of the 19th month, morning, afternoon, and evening, are set aside for praying, giving thanks, holding ceremonies, and making petitions for the next year. This research has been contributed by Don Esteban, Pop, in the year 2000. This museum has so much information, I have to break this podcast up into short bursts. So I'm going to sign off for now at the end of the Mayan calendar exhibit, and I'll pick up with another exhibit on another floor.